I'm going to read from Matthew's second chapter, if you want to turn there with me, please. It's a Christmas story. You've all heard it before. Matthew, the second chapter. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art thou the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" When Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, again, Lord, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart. I come, Lord, just giving you the glory that you so rightly deserve. I want to praise you this morning for what that you have done for us, Lord. I praise you that you sent your son, Lord, one day, that, Father, that we could, Father, have a way to you, Lord, by accepting him into our hearts. And, Lord, we want to praise you for that gift, Lord, that eternal gift, Lord. And, Father, we praise you for that this morning. And, Lord, I want to give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. I want to ask you the question this morning. Where's Jesus? And I want to ask you, I want you to think about this. Tink and myself had come up to church here recently. It's been a few weeks ago. Whenever we set up the tree here, we set up the angel tree and got it ready. Tink had told me, she said, "You know what? We have a nativity scene downstairs." She said that they told us that somebody had donated to us. And she said, "Let's get it out." And I said, "Okay, let's bring it up here and look at it. I want to see it." I said, "And we'll see what it's like." And I thought, "I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go ahead and set it up out on the communion table out there." And I said, "Whenever people come in, they'll see it." So we went over in the old sanctuary and we found it. And we brought it up. We set it over there. And Tink started to carefully take and get the pieces out of it. And I want to tell you, it is a really nice nativity scene. I want you to know that. It is. It's beautiful. And as she took it, she started taking them out, and I got to look at it a little bit, and I'm telling you, some of the pieces are absolutely beautiful. I mean, if you've never seen it, I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but it's absolutely beautiful. So I left, and I come on over here to start cleaning off the table. And I cleaned it off, and I get the table cleaned off, and I go back over, and Tink tells me to take another look at it. I said, "Okay." I did, and I said, "There's Mary and Joseph." I thought, "Man, that's awesome, you know, it's beautiful. I see the shepherds, it's beautiful. I see the camel, I see the sheep, I see the manger." And, you know, and everything's there. And it's, you know what, and you know, and man, what's the problem, I ask her. And she looks at me, she said, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes whenever Tink talks to me sometimes, whenever I says wise men in the same sentence, whenever I'm looking for something, that's an oxymoron to her sometimes concerning me. I'll be quite honest with you. She said, "Take another look at it." I said, "Okay." She tells me, "Look at the manger." Oh, I said, "Okay, there's a manger. It's nice. It's laying down there." And she said, "Take a look." I said, "There's no Jesus. There's no baby Jesus in the manger." So we look. We look through everything on it. We can't find Jesus. We can't find him. We still to this day haven't found him. I don't know where he's at. And I said, and we're looking high and low. And I'm thinking to myself, where's Jesus at? Where's he at? And the Lord impressed upon me, you know what? There's your sermon. Where's Jesus at? We're heading down the home stretch towards Christmas. We got a little over a week to go from today. And you know, let me ask you, where is Jesus at in your Christmas celebration this morning? I don't know where, I don't know your hearts. And I don't know why God wants me to preach this morning. But you know what? During this time of year, as I watch the commercials, as I watch all the movies, as I see all the decorations out there, as I look at all these things, as I see all the festivities that are going on, aren't there not times in your mind you don't think, where's Jesus? Have you thought that? I mean, I look at things, and when I look at the commercials, I know they're there to sell. When I look at the movies, and I like the movies. I like the movies at this time of year. But then again, it has me thinking after I'm watching a little bit of it, where's Jesus at in this? Where's he at? Well, you know, I want to tell you something. Do you realize that this time of year there are people celebrating someone's birthday they don't even know? You know that? There are people celebrating a birthday that they don't even know. How many of you would do that? Not very many of you. I wouldn't do that. But you know, there are people out there that are celebrating the birth of our God, the birth of our Lord and Savior. And I'm not being judgmental, but I believe there's a lot of them that don't know what they're really celebrating. They don't really realize where is Jesus? I know there's so much hustle and bustle out there, and I say that all the time, and I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. We rush to and fro, we go here and there, and there are times in my daily walk of life, I have to, God just brings me and brings my life to a screeching halt, and he says, Dave, where's Jesus at in your life today? Where's he at? You know, where's he at as far as what's going on? And as Christians, we should know who the center of our holiday is, right? We know that. And can I give you just an outdated quote that somebody say, who's the reason for the season? Amen. He's the center. He is where the center should be of the reason for the season. That's Jesus Christ. Because you know what? Without him, there would be no Christmas. Without him, there would be no hope for this world. Without him, there would be none whatsoever. Don't let them tell you that this person's a hope or this generation's a hope. It is no hope other than Jesus Christ. And there are times in my life as a Christian, maybe it's in yours as well, sometimes I get off center. Amen? And especially this time of year. And you know what? God has to draw me back in and put me directly in the center. And where I have to say, you know what? Jesus, there's just something about that name. Is there not? Amen. I tell you, there's times in my life when things are going wrong, all I got to do is just say that name. You know that? There are times whenever things just, I get a little bit off kilter, I get a little bit off center. And you know what? I just have to say that name, Greg. And guess what? Things start coming back into focus. Things start coming back into way that it should be in my life. Because you know why? There are times, and especially this time of year, I get to the point where I get off center. And I don't, you know what? Don't really put into focus what my focus should be on so many times. Like I told you, there are people out there that are celebrating the birth of Christ, a birthday of someone they don't even know. But does that not show you the power and the majesty of this time of year? Does it not show you that? Because you know what? They can celebrate the birthday of someone they really don't know. But praise God, you know why? Because they hear the stories. They hear all that's going on. Maybe they don't quite understand it, but does that not show you the power that God has through his son, Jesus Christ? You know what? They put the lights up. You know what? They put the trees up. They buy all the gifts. They put all this and that and all that rest of it into it. And knowing what they're celebrating, maybe not knowing what they're celebrating, but praise God this morning. You know what? They're doing it anyway because I believe that is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That shows us the power of the Christmas story. Countless numbers of people across the world are celebrating his birth that sometimes don't even realize what they're doing it. You know what? Listen to me. I wrote some of this stuff. You know, they're putting up lights, they're putting up trees, they're buying presents, Elf on the Shelf's out there. They're watching Elf the movie. They're watching Christmas Vacation and the Hallmark Channel and all these things. They're watching all these things and have all these things. And really, hopefully, I hope they're realizing where this all points to, Sean. It all points to the one that was born so many years, thousands of years ago. And you know what? Praise God this morning that he was born. Thank God that God looked down through time. And you know, he appointed a time when his son would come. And you know what? I don't know what anybody believed, but I believe he was the only begotten son of God. He was God in the flesh. And praise God, if he had not come to be born, we would be sitting here without hope this morning. And you know what? It doesn't make any difference what the world thinks out here. You know what? I believe this. It is the season. It is the season. I'm reminded of the line from The Grinch, the movie The Grinch, how the Grinch stole Christmas. Listen to this. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas perhaps means a little bit more? Amen? Amen. What if Christmas is not whether or not you get a gift? Let me tell you something this morning. If you don't get what you want for Christmas, please don't be downhearted. It's not your birthday anyway for most of us. Amen? Amen? It's not. It's not. You know, what if it doesn't? What if Christmas doesn't come from a store? I know it doesn't. How about you? You know what? Sometimes we get off-centered and think, you know what? Man, if I could just get this gift for this one, if I could just get this gift for that one, you know what? Christmas would be so great for them. Listen to me. The greatest thing that you or I could ever do for anybody is get to know the reason for the season and put him dead center in our lives. Amen. Do you hold things precious? Where do you hold things precious in your life tonight? How do you put Jesus Christ at the center of everything in your life? My wife, whenever she was in grade school, made a little papier-mâché bulb for Christmas. And I know I get emotional about this, but you know what? She made this gift. She made this for her mom and dad years ago. And she still has that thing. And I tease her all the time. I said, it's the ugliest bulb I've ever seen. And it's not. But I like to tease her. And every year, she'll get that thing out of that little box she puts it in, and she'll put that thing on that tree because that means that much to her. And you know what? It means that much to me, too, because it means that much to her. And that thing's on that tree. And I think to myself, there are people in here this morning that, you know what, that you have something. I know you do. That is special, that is precious to you this morning. It may not be the most expensive thing in the world. It may be even ugly in your own eyes. But that thing is precious to you. And why I say that this morning is we need to get Jesus Christ just exactly as much attention as she does that bulb or as we do anything else. He needs to be that important to us. Does he not? I believe this morning that you know what? Christmas is not in all the cards that we send. And praise God, I love to send cards. How about you? I love to send cards. I do. And I love to receive cards. And you know, Christmas is not, it's not in how many gifts when you get up on Christmas morning. It's not in how many gifts you have under the tree. It's not in how many Christmas trees you have up in your house. It's not in how good you decorate the outside of your house. It's not in any of that. But pray God, you know, if you do it and you celebrate Christmas that way, praise God. I'm not putting anybody down. But we've got to understand that whenever we get centered in Jesus Christ, that is what Christmas is all about. The first Christmas after I got saved, how special every Christmas has been from that point on to me. I was like any other kid. I wanted the gifts. That's all I thought about. I wanted the gifts. But you know what? After I got saved, it meant so much more to me than just the gifts. Everything. I tried to incorporate Christ into everything that went on around it. And you know what? Praise God, I got so much more out of it because of that. I put him at the center. I'm asking you this morning, where is Christ at in your Christmas celebration? Where's he at? Where's Jesus at? Where's he at? Is he the center, the total center of your Christmas celebration? Because if he's not, it needs to be. Amen? It needs to be. Listen, I know we have little kids, and those little kids, we want to do as much for them as we can, right? All of us want to do that. We love our kids. We want to do that. But praise God, let's pull them aside. Let's get right down. If we have to, get right down beside of them and look them right in the face. Say, listen, this is the most important thing about Christmas right here. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Amen this morning. That's all I've got. But if they want to come and get a song this morning as they're coming. You know, I thought about that. I know last week I was probably kind of hard. I said that, but I'm not backing down from what I said. It's not nothing like that. But you know what? God is the center, and his son Jesus Christ is the center of this season. And it should be for all of our lives. And guess what? Not only on Christmas Day, but 364 days around it. Amen? He should be the center. Amen? Amen. All right. We get a song this morning. If you got a need this morning, please come.